My commentary on the Book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. The last section we noted that Boaz was woken up in the middle of the night by Ruth. Ruth asked him to put the corner of his garment over her because he is a kinsman redeemer. That's the reason why she asked him to put the garment over her. It wasn't to do with any kind of romance. It had strictly to do with him being the kinsman redeemer. So, in verse 10, we pick it up. "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier." Now, there is a divide amongst Bible scholars concerning this phrase, "this kindness that you did earlier." I lean to this. The kindness that she did earlier is the kindness that she showed Ruth. She went out of her way. She left her home to look after Ruth. And now Boaz is saying, "This kindness you're showing me is even better than the kindness you showed Ruth." So again, verse 10, "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier." He must have been flattered by Ruth's request. "You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor." Verse 11, "And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask." Ruth could have possibly hung around the young men in Bethlehem and looked for a husband, but she didn't. She is going to Boaz and really, in an untraditional way, asking him to be her husband. That's not the way they did things back then. And Boaz is grateful for this. Now, she's a young lady. He may be scratching his head at this point and being quite thankful that a young lady would want him for a husband. But of course, they both know there's more to this kinsman redeemer than the marriage. Boaz says, "Don't be afraid." This tells me that Ruth could have demonstrated a bit of fear, a bit of shyness. Maybe Boaz would say no, but he says, "Ruth, don't be afraid. I will do my best to honor your request." So that should relieve her. "All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character." Again, if she was not a woman of noble character, maybe she would be looking for romance here. But we know she is a woman of noble character. She's not asking for romance in the middle of the night here. Verse 12, "Although it is true that I am a near kinsman, there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I." Oh no, this might have put the fear back into Ruth that maybe was just relieved when Boaz says, "Don't fear. There's somebody closer, Ruth, than I." 13, "Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to redeem, good, let him redeem. But if he is not willing, I vow that as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning." So this is the situation. There is a closer kinsman redeemer, and Boaz is obligated to talk to him to see if he wants to be the kinsman redeemer. And now, my guess is shy, timid, fearful Ruth is back being fearful because She probably wants Boaz and no one else. Verse 14. So she lay at his feet until morning. That's all she did. She laid at his feet. Nothing else happened. There's no romance here. But get up before anyone could be recognized. And he said, don't let it be known that a woman came to the threshing floor. Let's be discreet about this. You came in the night. Leave early enough in the morning so nobody will see, and don't tell anybody about it. It's only the upright thing to do. 15. He also said, bring me the shawl you are wearing and hold it out. When she did so, he poured into it 6 measures of barley and put it on her. Then he went back to town. 16. When Ruth came to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, how did it go, my daughter? She is very interested. Of course, she would be interested. Then she told her everything Boaz had done for her and added, he gave me these 6 measures of barley, saying, don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed. Boaz is thinking of Naomi here. Then Naomi said, wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens, for the man will not rest until the matter is settled today. Naomi knows something about Boaz. He is a man of his honor. If he says he's going to do something today, it will be done today. So Naomi is saying, just hang in here and we will find out what happens today. Again, I know I'm making this pretty emphatically because some people are convinced this is one major romance. It is a love story in the purest sense of God's agape love. It's not necessarily a romance novel. Again, for more information, visit stevesweetman.com and find my commentary on the Book of Ruth.